going back to your early days when you made the switch to acting.
Right.
How did you do that? I mean, that's a brave thing to do. What was it like at that time?
Well, I mean, the most difficult part was telling my dad, you know, who was working, he wanted me to have everything he never had. You know, I went to a very good school, I went to a very good university, and he wanted me to have that job that provided the stability and would allow me to have a family and not have to worry about, you know, working my dad worked like 11 days straight with a couple of days off, you know, to provide for the family. So when I said, hey, I'm leaving and I'm going to go and pursue acting, which is one of those jobs that you just never know, you know, because acting is such a strange animal, because you may be the greatest actor in the world, but if you're not a good auditioner, you'll never get the job.
Mm.
And that's what was so difficult when I moved to LA, and I ended up starting to audition, but you don't understand the mechanics of the audition, and it's so imperative just to learn that it's not personal. You'll go in the room and you think that you walk in the room, and you can walk in the room, and the moment you walk in the room, you know they don't want you in the room anymore. And they saw your picture, they saw your resume, and your agent said, hey, see this guy. That's if they don't know who you are, and they've never met you. You walk in, and you can just feel the energy. And it's like, oh, but that's not the guy. Because as soon as you walk in the room, you either are the guy or you aren't the guy. And then after that, if you are the guy by look and by feel and just by general disposition and demeanor, then it's, can you do the work? And then you might do a great job, but then some other guy walks in, they go, oh my God, this guy's more than the other guy. So the thing is that you have to just not have too thick a skin, that you don't communicate and have that in the moment reaction with the producers or the directors, but you have to learn that it's a business. And I think that leaving university and deciding to travel and do my thing was part of the great experience I had, because then it allows you to bring, you know, who you are into the room. And I realized I didn't want to do business. I wanted to act. I started as a kid doing school plays. And then I decided, you know, I would be happy doing the other thing. And I had to follow my heart, what would make me happy. So far I've landed on my feet. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. If it's going to be, it's a fun journey. And it's going to get better, I think.